This is Mountain Heritage Cougar Coaches Corner Program. I'm talking to a brand new Cougar coach this year, Coach Jared Pope, and I emphasize new to the head coach is what I want to say, but not new to the Cougar program, because Coach, you've been here along with Coach Robinson many, many years, and you guys have developed a very respectable program, and I know that your main goal is to carry that out and keep on doing the same, making a great Cougar football program here.
That is. That's the goal, is to keep what we've been doing and hopefully elevate the program a little bit. But kids have been working hard, and we've just been trying to keep things as normal as possible.
A lot of Cougar fans think we're starting the first game coming up tonight, but you guys have been working, I know, all summer long, and you got a couple of scrimmages under your belt, too. What were your observations about those scrimmage games?
Well, the kids have been working. I mean, we started this in January. We started working for tonight then, and they've been here 8 o'clock every morning, Monday through Thursday during the summer. And once we officially started practice, we've been working through the scrimmages. I've been surprised at how far along we are breaking in so many new guys. I mean, we were replacing 14 key seniors. And the young guys have stepped up and been ready to go. We just got to clean up some mental mistakes and some penalties, and I think we're going to be just fine.
I think the expectations around the conference and even non-conference are always very high about this Cougar program. Everyone expects to be played hard when they come play Heritage.
And that's what we've talked about is I mean, the paw still means something, and when people see that paw on the helmet, we're going to get their best, so we better be at our best. And the expectations are not changing. It's nothing that I've told the kids. We're not backing down from it. We're going to go try to do everything that we've been doing and win the conference and then get in the playoffs and make runs at it.
Well, for our Cougar fans that may wonder what the team's going to look like this year, what's the best way you could describe the team as far as size and speed?
We're going to be a little smaller than what we're probably accustomed to, just because we do have so many sophomores that are playing. But speed-wise, we're not going to be a ton different than what they got used to last year. We got some kids that can actually run. The offense is going to look very similar. We're not changing anything. The only thing that you may see is the ball in the air a little bit more, because I feel like we've got to do that to protect our kids up front. But, I mean, other than that, it's going to look about the same.
We've had a strong JV program and good seasons for many years. Of course, that helps feed this varsity program.
It does, and it's not just the JV team either. It's the youth league. They've got it rolling. So we just keep building, and by the time they get to us, we just tap into what they know and then add a few little wrinkles to it and keep on rolling.
Of course, against a team especially like Pisgah, I know it means a lot for the players to hear and see those fans out there.
It is, and we expect a packed house tonight. I mean, you're talking about two of the most, in the past 20 years, probably two of the most predominant programs in Western North Carolina. So it's going to be fun, and we better bring it, because they're definitely good.
And meeting here tonight for the opening of the football season. So good luck, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and go Cougars.
Michael Lardell for Coach's Corner Program.